The audience could have a conversation about something. We could activate it and give you another run for your money with your stream moving fast, and now you're beating the drum of that. But it is a non-issue as far as we can feel in your vibration. Your current vibration, your current desire, and your subsequent vibration of allowing are very close to the same thing. You're doing extremely well. And it is our expectation that all kinds of wonderful things that you've been wanting for a while are right on your doorstep. You're going to start seeing more and more and more of them coming in. And just that happy face sticker, use it as your friend. Just don't use it to replace how you really feel.
Okay.
Very Something good. More?
Yes. I'm feeling more comfortable. So I've been considering a relationship. And I've heard you say before, dream it so that it's so real that you hardly...
You're on the brink of it. And if we were standing in your physical shoes, we would do nothing deliberately to make it happen.
Okay.
We would completely trust law of attraction to reel it in for you, because we can feel that you are right on the brink of it. But there's this one significant thing that we want to give you.
Okay.
We said to you, you're doing very well energy-wise. Clean up your energy a little more and then attract your partner,
exactly,
rather than attracting your partner and then trying to clean up your energy in the midst of all of that. In other words, not much more for you to do to be a perfect vibrational match to your dream. Now, we want to say that in a way that you really hear it. You have been putting into vibrational escrow your idea of you feeling good and you feeling good in a relationship. And as you are working on feeling good and becoming more of a vibrational match to what's there, it must come to you, you see. So say things to yourself like, it's coming and everything's put into motion and there isn't anything for me to do about it other than just keep holding myself as much as I can all day long in as good a feeling place as I can be. That is the work for you. You've done the asking. The relationship is there, and you are almost a vibrational match to the you in that relationship. Do you see? Sometimes people get impatient. They say, oh, never mind, bring my partner now. And we say,
no.
Really? You want someone to
no.
come
yeah.
who's a match to where you are rather than a match to what you've got in your vibrational escrow? You want a match to what's in your vibrational escrow. That's
right.
what you're reaching for.
That's exactly
so,
right.
So just a little more relaxing. We'll do the trick.
Right. I picture myself shining, you know, shining... getting to the shiny place that of what I want to bring in.
Well, feel
Matching
the subtle
that.
Difference. Not so subtle difference, but it happened in a short period of time. Feel the difference in how you feel right now and how you felt a few minutes ago when you first sat down.
Yeah.
Vibrationally, it's a big difference, isn't it?
Huge.
And all it took was a little conversation to bring you back into who you are. So just hold yourself a little while longer and watch the big difference that those two feelings make in the kind of partner that you attract. When you feel like this, you get someone you really want. When you feel like that, not so much.
Not so much. Great. Thank you so much.
So is it a big difference in time? Hardly any difference in time.
Oh, it's worth the wait for sure.
But we're just saying to you, you're on the brink of it.
Okay.
It's not a big difference in time. It's just a difference in the way you focus your thought.
Right.
More daydreaming is in order.
Yay.
Are you beginning to recognize that you are vibration first? You're more thought than you are anything else? Is it better to have no thought or an uncomfortable thought? You're so smart.
Hello, thank you so much for calling me up. My name is Austin Marola. I'm from New York, and I've been doing energy work as a disciple of energy for about 5 years. And I study with a woman who's a grand Reiki master. So I'm a Reiki master. And so I've been doing a lot of work to help heal myself and my family lineage. And in addition to this work that found me, or I found it, I am an actor and a dancer and a performer. I write music, and I'm also an eye doctor, and I teach at a university. So I do a lot of different things, and I'm very...
And what's wrong with your family lineage?